This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
I'm Muhammad Zakwan from Ghana. Does reciting Surah Al-Fatiha in our Salah without Bismillah in the beginning make our Salah invalid? As far as reciting Surah Al-Fatiha is concerned, it is important that we recite Surah Al-Fatiha in our Salah. And before responding to a question, I would like to mention an important point. Surah Al-Fatiha, it consists of 7 verses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran in Surah Al-Hijr, chapter number 15, verse number 87. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَاكَ سَبَعًا مِنَ الْمَثَانِ وَالْقُرْآنَ الْعَظِيمِ And we have revealed to thee the 7 oft-repeated verses in the Grand Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said it is mentioned in Sahih al-Bukhari, Hadith number 4704, وَهِيَ سَبْعَ الْمَثَانِ وَهِيَ أُمُّ الْقُرْآنِ وَهِيَ فَاتِحَةُ الْكِتَابِ And it is the 7 verses and it is the mother of the Quran and it is the opening of the book. So, Surah Al-Fatiha, it consists of 7 verses. And in fact, this is an ijma of the scholars that Surah Al-Fatiha, it consists of 7 verses. And this ijma has been reported by Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah as well as Ibn Abdul Barr and various other scholars as well. Now, is Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim a part of these 7 verses of Surah Al-Fatiha? The scholars, they have differed upon this into 2 opinions. The first opinion is the opinion of the majority of the scholars, including the Hanbali school of thought, the Hanafi school of thought, as well as the Maliki school of thought. They say that Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, it is not a part of Surah Al-Fatiha, and it is a separate verse in itself. And they base this on certain ahadith of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. The hadith of Sahih Muslim, which is the hadith of Qudsi, which talks about the conversation between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his servant. And it starts with Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, glory be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. And then it says, Hamadani Abdi, my servant, he has praised me. And then it further continues with Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin. Now in this hadith, hadith of Qudsi, it starts with Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And this hadith al-Qudsi is talking about, Surah Al-Fatiha. And it does not start with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, but it directly starts with Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So based on this hadith, the scholars, they say, the first group of scholars, that Surah Al-Fatiha, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, it is not a part of Surah Al-Fatiha. There's another hadith that is mentioned in Sahih Muslim, that is narrated by Anas radiallahu anhu, wherein he says that I prayed behind. This hadith is mentioned in Sahih Muslim, wherein Anas radiallahu anhu reports and he says that I prayed behind our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. I prayed behind Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, as well as Umar radiallahu anhu, and none of them, they read Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, but they started directly with Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. From this hadith, we understand that Anas radiallahu anhu, when he prayed behind Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and Umar radiallahu anhu, none of them, they recited Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, but they directly started the recitation of the glorious Quran in the Qiyam with Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So first group of scholars, they say that Bismillah, it is not a part of Surah Al-Fatiha, but it is a separate verse in itself. And this is the opinion that is also favored by Shaykh Abdulaziz bin Baz, rahimahullah. The second opinion is the opinion of the Shafi school of thought, wherein they say that Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, it is a part of Surah Al-Fatiha. And they based on a hadith of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, that is reported by Nu'aym, wherein he says that I prayed behind Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he offered the salah and he started his recitation with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, his recitation of Surah Al-Fatiha. And then he completed reciting Surah Al-Fatiha. And after he completed the salah, he said that this is the salah in accordance to our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. This is the salah, how the way our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, offered it. So based on this hadith, the second group of scholars, that is the Shafi school of thought, they say that Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, it is a part of Surah Al-Fatiha. Now, if we agree with the group, with the first group of scholars, that Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, it is not a part of Surah Al-Fatiha, then even if a person does not recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim in his salah, it is yet valid. And if he recites Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim softly, and he starts his recitation of the glorious Quran with Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, he recites Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim softly, and then he recites Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen loudly, if he's the Imam, so this is but natural, better. So he at least recited Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim softly. Whereas, according to the second group of scholars, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, it is a part of Surah Al-Fatiha. So therefore, they say that it is a requirement for an individual to recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim in his salah. And if the Imam is reciting Bismillah ar-Rahman, and if the Imam is leading the salah, then he needs to recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim loudly. But as far as the salah being valid, if a person recites Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim loudly, then his salah, it is valid. If he's the Imam and if he recites Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim loudly, his salah, it is valid. If a person does not recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim loudly, or if he does not recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim in his salah, it is yet valid. Because both these group of scholars, they have their adilla, they have their reasoning. And both of these opinions, they are important opinions. And there is huge scope as far as this issue is concerned. It is not a major issue that will lead to our salah being invalid. It is not a rukn or a shart of salah. So whatever we do, whether we recite Bismillah or whether we do not recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, there is no problem in it. But naturally, if you are offering individually, it is preferable that we recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim in order to move out of the difference of opinion. And depending upon which place we are in, we should see to it that we offer salah so that there is no difference of opinion and we should not cause rift in the Muslim Ummah. So for example, if we are the Imam and if we are offering salah in a place, for example, like in Malaysia where the Shafi'i Madhab is followed, then if we are the Imam, we should see to it that we recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Because there is no problem in reciting Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim loudly when we are the Imam. So when we are the Imam, if we are in a place, for example, where the Shafi Mazhab is followed, so we should see to that we recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim loudly in order to avoid difference of opinion. Because keeping the Muslim Ummah united is more important. If we are in a place, for example, in Saudi Arabia where the Hanbali school of thought is followed, we can recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim softly if we are the Imam, and we can directly start with Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, with the recitation of Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen loudly. So as far as this is concerned, there is huge scope as far as following any one of the opinion is concerned. And we Muslim, we should focus on the broader aspects as far as the religion is concerned, as far as Islam is concerned. Many a times we find Muslims, they fight over trivial and small issues and they forget the more important and greater goals in Islam. Many a times people, they fight over small issues like a particular way how to pray, which may be a sunnah as far as salah is concerned, which is not even a rukn or a shart of the salah. But people, they focus and they stress upon this so much to the extent that they fight with each other. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, Surah Al Imran, chapter number 3, verse number 103, وَاَتَصِيمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Hold fast the rope of Allah strongly and be not divided. So we should unite based on the glorious Quran and authentic teachings of our beloved Prophet Muhammad. May peace and blessings be upon him. And if we Muslims are united, we will be successful and we will be torchbearers of the world.